This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Praise the Lord. When I walked in and I saw the bow ties, I suddenly remembered my own. Praise Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name
in all the earth. How excellent is your name,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord. The Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Do you know it's a prideful thing not to give thanks? When you are not saying thank you, it's either you don't appreciate what has been done, or you think what happened, you have made it happen by yourself. So, for example, you woke up this morning. If you cannot say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, perhaps you think it was your alarm that woke you up because you set the alarm. Do you know the person that is dead, an alarm cannot wake them up? It doesn't matter how loud the alarm is. Once you're gone, you're gone. I want you to thank God this morning and say, Lord, for all things, for my life, you woke me up this morning. I thank you, blessed Redeemer. I give you praise. I give you glory. I worship you. I adore you. Because, Lord, indeed, you are the one that is at work in my life, both to will and to do of your own good pleasure. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you, mighty God. I thank you, King of Kings, the one that works all things out for me. I glorify your name. I magnify your name. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. You are worthy, O Lord. Invincible God. The miracle worker. The one that is at work in our lives. Both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. I praise you, mighty God. I praise you, mighty God. I glorify you. Forever you are God. Forever you are King. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent, excellent. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord my God. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord. Why don't you go ahead and just talk to the Lord this morning? The one that has the name that is higher than every other name. His name that is greater than any other name. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise him. Glory and honor to your name, O God. Glory and honor is unto your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Le karadaba shende regedegede. Halla brande redebo shanda la baba. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, King of Glory. Yes, 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 yes. The name that is above every other name. The name that is higher than every other name. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you this morning. Daddy, we thank you because, Lord, what you have done for us, none else can do for us. We bless you. We praise you. We love you. We magnify your name. Worthy are you, King of Glory. Worthy, 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 worthy are you, Lord. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, in the name of Jesus. Lord, today as we celebrate 12 years in ministry, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you speak to us. Lord, that as we have learned, that whenever we don't know, the answer will always be no. Lord, whatever has earned us no up until this point, that they reveal yourself to us. Give us knowledge. Daddy, please give us understanding. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 You may please be seated. God bless you. Real quick, how many of us were not here for the workers' rally yesterday? Please raise your hand. Lift it high, please. Okay. For all of us that were not here, and I know, you know, work schedules and things like that can hinder us. Where's Brakinwale? Okay. I want you to please reproduce the message from yesterday, and we'll make available to all of those that did not come yesterday. Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to listen to it, and then you're going to write on the 7 points that was mentioned and what you understand by each of the points. There were 7 things that were talked about yesterday. I want you to listen to it. The reason I'm asking you to write the 7 points is to ensure that you listen to it, because that is a timely message. Praise the Lord. It sounded like a message for workers, but it's a message for the body. It's something we all need to know, especially us workers. Listen to me. It will be a terrible disaster that all that time people spent out there living in sin, rollicking and frolicking in sin, you were busy working in the house of the Lord, and then unfortunately an individual like that does not make it to heaven. It will be a tragedy. It will be a tragedy. And the message yesterday was a warning. You know, and more so for us. Listen to this. The man of God, our provincial pastor, before he came, had messages prepared to preach. And Friday night after the Holy Ghost night, the Lord told him that is not the message. In fact, the title of the message he prepared for us was 10 times better. You know, so because it's anniversary, so that we can be excited and we'll be happy. But God said that is not what we needed to hear. And the sermon was changed. So he woke up yesterday and he had to put the slides together for the presentation. I'm sad that not all of us were able to make it. If you came late, and maybe you met 2 points, or you met the last point, you did not attend. Please do not deceive yourself. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to help us out here. Amen? Because it was a message and a timely message for us. So once again, we welcome our provincial pastor and our pastors, himself and his wife. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, ma'am. You have been a blessing to us. The Bible says everyone that waters will be watered back. May the Almighty God water you back richly in the name of Jesus. Within the few minutes that is left, I want us to please open our Bibles to Numbers. We're going to read chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. And we're going to read from verse 4. Numbers chapter 12, from verse 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. These were the leaders of the church in the wilderness. The Lord suddenly spoke, said, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. Who is speaking here? Thank you. Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7. My servant Moses is not so. Can we say that together? My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. If the Bible you are holding is your Bible, I want you to underline that last phrase. Who is faithful in all mine house? Who is what? Faithful in all mine house. The reason the Almighty God is applauding Moses here was his faithfulness. He said, I have many prophets, and I know you other two that I'm addressing directly now, I know you consider yourselves to be prophets. He said, but my servant Moses, not so. Verse 8, it says, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? There's many sermons that you can preach from there. But the one you think I want to preach is not what I want to talk about. All I want to talk about there is the faithfulness. There will be days for the rest of it. Friends, the one question, if you have a note in your hand, I want you to write in your note on your phone, if you are taking notes on your phone, is, am I faithful? Do I consider myself faithful? As a worker, am I faithful? Or as a worker, am I doing my own thing? Because if you are doing your own thing, then you will be the measure for what you are doing. But anywhere there is a standard, it means there are do's and there are don'ts, there is right and there is wrong. But if you are the one that is always shifting the target for yourself, then you will always be right. Listen to me. Anybody that is aiming at nothing will never miss their target. How can you miss target? You know, so I have a dart in my hand. Pwah! I just threw it at the wall. I'm not aiming for it. I'm just, pia, pia. You will never miss target. If you don't have a target, you will always hit your target because you don't have one. So the question is, am I faithful? How does God consider my service? We thank God for 12 years. There's something about the number 12. The number 12 is God's governmental order. There's 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus had 12 disciples. And if you say all that is Bible, well, we have 12 calendar months. How about that? Praise the Lord. Friends, am I faithful? Are you faithful? What is it that you have committed yourself to, or what is it that has been committed to your hand? How well are you doing? God is a God of order. Look at the story of creation. Can you imagine God creating light on the sixth day when he was ready to make man? What will happen? What will have happened to the plants? At least many of us know science, photosynthesis. By the time he created man, all the plants will have died. Friends, you cannot choose to serve God on your own terms. And like I always ask us, how many of us shook hands with Jesus this morning? I said, Lord Jesus, good morning, sir. You did. How many? So, shook hands with Jesus physically? That physically is what I'm talking about. You know, you had fellowship with him this morning, I know. But you didn't shake him physically and say, good morning, sir. I didn't shake pastor. You know, usually I would have shaken hands with him and hugged him and all of these things. We don't. So we don't see God. We don't see him with our physical eyes. But we know he's there. And so that there is no confusion about our lives as believers is why God has instituted authority and order over our lives. Workers' meeting is 9:30. Workers' meeting yesterday was for every worker. I know some people were at work and they just couldn't be excused from work. But some people just felt, I have other things to do. You have an account to give to God. Because, and I believe it was yesterday that this was said, you know, if you are going to submit yourself in a church to the authority, then you must be ready to live by what you have submitted yourself to. It's like on the job, you can't determine for your employer when you will show up. It's that, you know, this your 8 o'clock thing is not going to work. I say, because I'm that good. I'm just that good. You require me to come 7:30, it's not going to work. They'll give you a warm handshake and show you the door. So why do we do it in church? Why do we think I can show up when I like? Or I can do what I want or what I like? No, it's not up to you. It's not up to me. I don't have the ultimate decision in this, and neither do you. If you are in a department, I know the choir meets 9 o'clock. If you are supposed to be there 9 o'clock, that is the time you are supposed to be there. If you are in technical and you're supposed to be there 8:30, that is the time you're supposed to be there. It's not up to you. Somebody say, it's not up to me. One, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. At least you know one thing that you are going to hear when you listen. It says, one of the points that was mentioned yesterday is washed but not clean. There are many that are washed, but they are not clean. And the Bible says Jesus is coming for a church without spot nor wrinkle. Friends, if you think Texas is hot, you have no idea what hell feels like. And you know, one of the things that I've seen is that as we grow in our walk with Christ, you get to levels that the devil will not tempt you with certain things anymore. We were having fellowship with Pastor yesterday, and he was talking along these lines too. You know, if as a pastor, your problem is still, I'm afraid I will fall into sin with this girl, you still need a little bit more prayer. Not to say there is no temptation. There is temptation, but that you are overly afraid. You protect yourself. If, as you are right now, as a worker, you go to the store and you saw something, an iPod or one of those little devices, and you are afraid that maybe I should just put it in my pocket, something is terribly wrong. Because you should have passed that stage by now. Because those are little things. The simple things that the enemy will be throwing your ways are very simple things like obedience. 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 If you cannot obey, then there's a problem. If you cannot be faithful, there's a bigger problem. Because faithful is he who has called us. Listen, listen. Why would you make yourself known to anybody? Why? Anybody, any thoughts? Why will a husband be interested in the wife knowing him? Or a wife interested in the husband knowing her? Yes. So they can work together. Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Trust? Anybody else? Order? Okay. Busola? Understanding? Any other? Yes. Be happy? Have faith that you will. Okay. To agree? Did I see a hand up? Yes. Because they are committed to each other. God has made himself known to us so that there will be no confusion. When you know his person and you say, I want to be like him, then you look at him and you look at his attributes, and if you are any different, then there's a problem there. Amen? A big problem. A big problem. God requires faithfulness. God demands faithful. You know why? Because he's faithful. He's faithful. Even while we were yet sinners, he sent his only begotten son to come die for us. You know why? He's faithful. He's committed to us. He is never too busy to attend to us. Have you noticed that there are certain things in your life that happen without you even praying? Or everything that happens in your life, you have to pray before it happens. If that's the case, Satan has built headquarters in that person's life. There are so many things that happens to us, we don't even pray about them. They just happen. He gives them to you. Faithfulness is a requirement from God. And faithfulness is one of our church values. For those of us that have done the workers training, it was one of the things we talked about being faithful. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. You know, it is not impossible that we will fall short every now and again. But when you fall short and you are not able to repent, then there is a bigger problem. There's a bigger problem. There's a name for those that cannot heed warning. But we're not going to go there. Why don't you talk to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I repent of every area where I've been unfaithful. He said, not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful over all of my house. He's not only committed in his department, he is faithful over all of my house. Over all of my house. He's faithful, he's committed, he's dedicated. Whatever I tell him to do, he's willing to do. He's committed to me. Why? Because he knows me. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. We learned about mercy on Friday night. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy says no. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I want to run this race. I want to run it well. I want to finish well. I want to finish strong. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I put you first in all things. I put you above all else in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word, for the reminder. Lord, your word says you are plenteous in mercy. Daddy, please have mercy on us. Lord, you know all of our shortcomings. You know how we have neglected to do what we ought to have done. You know how we have taken you for granted and have not taken you seriously. We know how you have, how we have underrated and just put down your work. But Lord, today we ask for your mercy and the grace to be better in the name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Redeemer. Blessed be your name forever. For in Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let's settle down for Sunday school.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.